We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Today's episode of the Expat Money Show is brought to you by Crypto Future Wealth Academy, building wealth through Bitcoin, Ethereum, altcoins, and ICOs, the best cryptocurrency education in the world. And for listeners of the Expat Money Show, enjoy 10% off your membership today. Visit expatmoneyshow.com/CFW and use promo code expat at checkout. That's expatmoneyshow.com/CFW and promo code expat at checkout to receive 10% off your membership today. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we have a very special guest with us, and I am personally so thrilled to have him here. I had a point in my life where I had really too many things on the go. I was running around trying to do a million different projects and businesses and investments, and I was looking for a solution to help get me more organized. And I came across this incredible company called Timebook Life, and their product absolutely blew me away. It's a productivity planner that brings in education and inspiration. I was absolutely floored when I saw this thing. So I actually got a hold of the creator of Timebook and convinced him to come on the show and kind of share some of his knowledge with you guys today. He has an Instagram following over 50,000 people. You'll be able to find him at timebook.life. Today we have Mikkel Sepp. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Mikkel. Yeah, really nice introduction. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Always a pleasure to hear when our products help people to improve their lives, even if it's a tiny bit, but usually it's a lot.
I believe you there. So tell us a little bit about your story. How did you come up with Timebook? Because it's such a unique concept.
Well, basically, I was in a situation in life where I was working for 9-to-5 job. Actually, it was a little longer than 9-to-5, but for other people. Then I saw that the actions I do are like bringing value, a lot of it, but it all goes to the owners of the company. And they weren't doing it to noble purposes. Like, it was a little bit like selfish, but it wasn't bad. And then I met the one, I came to the decision that I need to change something. And then I met the one family that had everything, and I learned a lot from them, how they live and so on. And this brought me to that idea that I have to develop myself every day, and I have to develop my skills in all areas of life, not only in business, but also in relationships, health, and yeah. Basically, if you have health, wealth, and good relationships, you're all set for a happy life.
Yeah, I think happiness follows. Absolutely. So when did you start Timebook Life?
The idea first came in 2013, and the first 25 books were printed in 2015, 14th January. And yeah, since then, we have reached over 90 countries and helped so many people that I even don't know how many it is, actually.
Yeah, and I saw that you guys plant a tree for every certain amount of books that are purchased.
Yeah, so far we have planted 6,000 trees, but we owe to the world a little bit. But as the spring comes, then we can plant again.
That's incredible. So not only are you helping entrepreneurs, but you're also giving back to society and giving back to the planet. I think that's just brilliant.
Yeah, for sure. This is actually what I think life is all about. It's like improving the lives for everybody. And actually, this is my personal goal, to help 10 billion people at the moment that 10 billion person is born.
Wow, that's a pretty lofty goal. But I like it. It's amazing. It's inspirational.
Yeah, if you think about it, then if I help with Timebook 1 million people, and they all help 1 million people, then we are there and exceeded by far, actually.
So what are you working on at the moment? I saw that you've redone some of the website design and made things a little bit easier to navigate. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think the biggest challenge for me has been to explain the product, because it's not self-explanatory. And it's so complex that people don't understand as they first come across it. And the name Time Book doesn't reveal much by itself. So it has been a challenge since it has so many different sides. And all in one, well, this is also something that people don't understand if it's part of a small sentence like all-in-one productivity planner. Well, whatever that means.
So if you had to go backwards in time and rename the product, what would you name it?
Actually, I still don't have any better name.
Still, okay. Well, I like the name. I think it's very nice. I was a buyer. I bought basically everything that you put out. That was that pain point that I had, and you guys really had the solution for it. So I think you're doing something right.
Actually, well, I'm a product developer, and therefore I'm always developing also time books, and the time book 2.0 is coming out in the next few days. Actually, by the time we air, it's already out there. So just
check
it out.
Wow, okay. And where will they be able to find that?
It's on www.timebook.life, and you will get all the information about the product over there. You can get an insight into the product, can test it out for free. And I guess the only way to really understand the product is to start using it, or at least give it a try. Because no words can do justice to that, I guess.
That makes sense. Yeah, and I will put the website address and the link address in the show notes for this episode.
Very good. Then they just can click and then your audience can check it out. Actually, what we can do is like to give all the expat community their very own discount coupon.
Okay, that sounds excellent.
Let's name it expat, just like that.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So we'll have the link address in there. You'll be able to put in the promotion code expat, and all my listeners today will be able to get a special discount. That's fantastic. Very generous of you.
Always glad to help out.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Timebook 2.0 and what we can expect?
Well, basically, Timebooks are like educational productivity planners that have two parts of it. It has the educational side to it, that brings you every day some lessons from top minds and scientists like Elon Musk, Richard Branson, and people you have never heard about it, but bring great value to the world. And the other side is being productive every day. So we have worked out a system that helps you be productive. Actually, it makes it easier to be productive than not to be productive. So this has been our goal. And yeah, 2.0 has very professional outlook. It's so easy and intuitive to understand. And you can start off with the time book, The Start of the Good Life. And earlier, it was a little bit hard to start learning what the product is and how it works. But now we made it really simple. It starts with day one and you learn as you go. And you learn every day a little bit, not only once or twice a year.
That's the thing. I think that you can come back to this over and over again, and you'll be able to look at it in different ways from different set of eyes and always gain a little bit of information or knowledge from it. That's what I really like about it.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of the book, that you are covering all areas of your life. There are certain routines that you can do that keep you more capable than you would be walking namelessly around. If that makes any sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you mentioned some pretty famous names a minute ago. I was following you on your social media and I saw that you actually got to meet some of these famous people and had your picture with them and actually gifted one of the Time books. Can you tell us about where you were and what you were doing?
Yeah, I was visiting a conference in Finland, and I have been visiting this conference for many years now, and I was so lucky. Let's put it lucky. To meet Richard Branson, who is one of my biggest idols, and thanks to him, I'm on the path where I am at the moment, helping people all around the world. And yeah, I read one of his books, and I got to meet him, and I also got to ask the last question of the day from him. My question basically was how to unite the whole world so we could work as a team. So everybody could be happy.
It's incredible. I will put the link for that video in the show notes as well. You guys got to see the response from Sir Richard Branson. It's fantastic.
Also, not only I got to meet Richard Branson, but I got to meet also my favorite movie star, and not only movie star, but big name in Hollywood. He's also producing films, and he's a legend by himself, Will Smith. What made me really happy was that Will Smith said that he's into philanthropy, and education is the way to solve all world problems, basically. And this is one thing that made me very happy. And what I loved about them also was that how pleasant and lovable human beings they are in reality. They're not only on the stage like this, they are like in real life also.
I'm very happy to hear that, because sometimes you would be worried that because someone gets so big, like a certifiable billionaire, like Richard Branson, maybe his head would be in the sky. But actually, it sounds like he's got his feet on the ground. That's amazing. And Will Smith as well.
Yeah. And also, I got to meet Nick Vujicic, who is probably one of the strongest, emotionally strongest person in the world. He's a guy who is an inspirational speaker, I would say. And he has no arms or legs, but he has pulled his life so well together that we don't have any excuses to be happy. He has like prettiest wife, two lovable children, and he's changing life for so many people. Also, one fun fact about him, he hasn't invested into marketing. He just does his job so well that job comes to him.
So all organic. That's amazing.
Yeah. This is a level where I would like to get with Timebook also.
Well, I think that if you keep helping people, I think that you're going to get there.
Very good. I'm really happy to hear that. I'm really working hard on it. So it would be very easy to spread and help more people.
So you're based out of Estonia. Can you tell me a little bit about Estonia?
Yeah, Estonia is a European country in the northern Europe. And it's a small country. We have 1.2 or 3 million people. And we are a very tech-savvy country. We have e-residency, which means that you can become, basically you can become Estonian citizen and you can open your businesses here, but you don't have to come here ever. So that's a fun new way to look at the citizenships. And basically, I think a lot of problems we have in the world are related to patriotism and countries, and actually people, regular people without patriotism probably wouldn't go out and shoot each other or bomb each other. It's a very interesting concept to think about. If there wouldn't be any borders, well, it's basically John Lennon's Imagine, the song Imagine. So maybe one day we will live in a world where we are not fighting each other because of our flags.
So you talk about some of the problems that we have because of the borders between countries and patriotism. What do you think some of the steps are we could do to try to eliminate these problems and move forward as a people?
I would say we have to start from the individual level and to understand that other people don't want to take your house or kill you or whatever the fears are in people's minds. People actually are born good, and my philosophy is that we are raised into the human beings we are, and sometimes it goes off, especially if people grow in an unloving family. The reason for unloving family is who knows what, and there may be a million reasons. Mm-hmm.
But probably, well, one of the reasons that I can always imagine is that if someone is not happy themselves, maybe it's difficult to show love and show happiness to someone else. So if the parents are not happy, if the parents are not in a good place, then to raise the children might be very challenging for them. To raise an effective and happy individual, I don't know, I think it can be challenging.
Yeah, I totally agree with it. Basically, if people would consciously improve their lives every day, I don't see a way how they could be unhappy, at least for a long term. If people do what they love and love what they do, how could one be unhappy, actually?
Yeah, I understand that, Abs. I understand that completely. I agree with you there. That's why I think it's so important for people to follow their dreams, follow their passions, and really do something that they believe in. Because if you are just slogging away at a regular job and making someone else's rich and making someone else's dreams come true, I think after a certain amount of time, it becomes very demoralizing. And that's why I run the podcast, and that's why you started Time Book Life, I believe.
And this is so, yeah. This is so. Actually, there is like nothing bad in working a career, but it has to be like for a good cause in the end. You have to be inspired by what you do. it's not that we have to be like individualistic entrepreneurs, everybody at our own homes doing what we want. Working for someone else is not a bad thing. It's a good thing, actually, but working in groups is a good thing.
Because and I think that at the end of the day, you need to believe in what you're working on, whether it's someone else's project or your own. You need to resonate with it.
Totally. And that's actually very interesting. I think the book Sapiens, I've been recommended it so many times in the last few weeks that I need to start reading it. I haven't read it, but...
You will love it. I've read it myself. It's fantastic, yeah.
Well, the story there is like, our ancestors weren't the strongest apes back in their times, but what they had was the ability to do teamwork, to communicate and do teamwork. And if there would have been a fight between the strongest apes and our ancestors back then, if it would have been one-on-one, our ancestor would be dead. If it would be 10 on 10, then we don't know. But if it would be 1,000 to 1,000, then our ancestors could win easily because we were working together and not everybody weren't like fighting each other off. And bringing that example to nowadays world where we have all the communication and the ability to communicate really easily and cooperate. And if we would unite our forces, there is no problem that could stop us. But until we are like fighting each other and egoistically gaining in expense of other people or the nature or the world, then this won't lead us to anywhere else than self-destruction and apocalypse.
I know it's a scary thought, but I honestly believe that we are heading in the right direction. I think things like the internet has just brought us so far and been able to bridge so many gaps and be able to educate and share knowledge to every corner of the earth that I have real hope for us as a people.
Yeah, me too. See, more and more every day, people are waking up. And this summer, I participated a month-long Mind Valley University, which is like every day we had different workshops about business, about meditation, about loving and caring, about giving back, kind of like Time Book. Like the whole 360-degree coverage. And the people who came together to Barcelona all over the world, I guess it was maybe 50 countries or I don't even know, but all the persons who came together there were very open-minded. You could start a conversation with anyone there and it will drift off to a magical experience in the end. And it wasn't like we all were like 30 years old or something like that. It was small children, and we had also Krista and Michael who from Germany who are over 70 years old. And so it was a really, really awesome experience. And not only all the people would be like one type of people. There were students, there were people who make probably $1 billion a year or something revenue. That there were people who said they could. A normal profit is 2,343% a month.
That's pretty incredible gains, absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit. We've talked a lot about your dreams and your goals and where you want to go. I want to know, along the path of building your business up from scratch, what were some of the failures or some of the setbacks that you had? Can you tell us about any of those?
Sure. One thing that I'm still struggling with a little bit is that to delegate the tasks to really capable people. I have figured out how to do it, but I haven't set the systems up yet properly. So I have freelancers all over the world, and I have one assistant working in Time Book. So basically, we are like trying to remodel the standard business or standard company structure in the way that people would be their own bosses, and they could do what they want. The only struggle that I have with it, that I tend to do too much myself. It's a really easy way to fail if you want to do everything by yourself. You learn a lot, and I love learning, and this might be my pitfall, but but yeah, you need to give stuff to people so they could help you with achieving your vision.
So that brings up an interesting thought I just had. A lot of people seem to believe that to learn something the best, you need to make your own mistakes and learn from them. For me, I personally disagree with this. I think it's better to look at someone else's mistakes, read about them, study about them, let someone else make the mistakes, and then not make them yourself, be able to avoid them. What do you think about that?
You pretty much explained the core value of Time Book. Every day you learn something in Time Book, every day you look at the video or read an article written by someone else where they share their experiences and solutions how to succeed in all areas of life. So I'm thinking the same way as you, Mikkel.
Excellent, excellent. So where are you planning on moving next, or the next seminar, or the next conference that you end up going to? Because I know you were in Finland earlier and we were just talking about Barcelona.
That's a really good question. I really love Mindvalley Tribe. So we have planned a meeting with one fellow tribe member from there, somewhere in Europe probably, but we haven't figured out where we are going yet. So we are meeting in all different places. Last time we were meeting in Lisbon for a week. We had a very healthy week, and I don't have a conference planned right now because it's the highest season for Time Book right now.
Getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly, and the New Year. And actually, I developed Time Book like, it doesn't matter what day you start, you can start any day of the year. But people still have this habit that they buy calendars in December and January for the new year. And very few people think about buying something calendar-like in June. Mm-hmm. So this has been also one of my challenges.
So what is the number one thing you would recommend to someone who wants to get a better control on their productivity or better control on their time management?
You have to do it. Knowing enough about how to be productive or how to be successful is not enough. You have to really do it. So, yeah, just do it.
Stand up and take action, yeah?
Yeah, and learn from the best, because life is too short to figure out everything by yourself. There is so much knowledge in the world, and it's basically for free out there. And to help people do that, we created Time Books, which cost very little if you compare it to how much it would cost if you would go to seminars and so on. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I would say check out Time Book Planner and take the best parts out of it. And if you like it, join our Time Book community, Time Book family. And if it isn't for you, you will find another way how to be successful. But I think Time Book really is the simplest solution to become successful.
Absolutely. And I think that's a good point that you make. A lot of people, they will follow something and they need to follow every single little piece of advice. I don't believe in this. I think that you should read at something or take a course or look at something. And even if you're able to get just one good idea out of it, then it's worth the entire price. Because that one good idea or that one good tip can actually transform your whole life.
Yeah, and sometimes you even can't foresee where you can get those good ideas. Like, maybe even the voice in your head says, oh, I don't want to go to that event. But you never know who you are going to meet on that event. And go with your intuition on most of the things. You have to set your priorities, that is for sure, but otherwise you will be all over the Facebook and Instagram if you wouldn't set any priorities.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that myself. I try to do too many things. I think that, well, that's how I met you in the first place. I have so much ambition, so many things I want to accomplish, that at the end of the day, I work on 50 things, but only 10 minutes each instead of the entire day on one thing. And that's one of my downfalls. So I'm always working on that to stay focused and stay dedicated on one project.
Again, Mikkel, we're in the same boat. As one of my life goals is to be a serial entrepreneur who improves the world, then Time Book isn't my only business. But I have also one engineering bureau with a prototyping workshop or factory. And then also one Amazon business with two other friends. And it is really tough to share your time between those. Well, Time Book is taking probably 95% of my energy. Mm-hmm. So the other companies get quite a little energy right now. Mm. So you really have to choose your fights. And since Time Book is the most humanity plus companies from those three, then yeah, I focus on this one. And also, as I was 13, I participated in one investment game. It was a virtual investment game. Every day you got a certain amount of money, and it lasted for maybe 2 months or something. And I managed to get 60th place competing with old investment gurus. And that was like, probably it was a little bit like luck or intuitions, since I was 13 and I knew a little, but not too much about this thing. But this got me into investing also.
So this day and age, where do you put your money? Where are you investing your money in?
My core belief is in Timebook. So Timebook has the biggest part of my assets.
Yeah, so you invest everything back in your own business.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I live quite a humble life. I live in an average, okay, rental apartment, nothing lavish. Actually, my phone costs more than my car, which is a fun fact. But it has a good reason for it also. But yeah, so I believe that things don't matter as much as experiences and doing what you love. So I invest in doing what I love. Also, a little bit I put into cryptocurrencies. And it's like a roller coaster over there.
Is it ever? Bitcoin, it just hit over $7,000 as we're recording this.
I think the peak was 7,300 or 400 something.
Yeah, I checked this morning. It was about 7,200. It is absolutely bonkers. I can't believe it. I'm in the process of pulling out a large chunk of money so I can start allocating some to crypto as well.
Yeah.
Like when I first started looking at cryptocurrency a year or so ago, I thought, oh, this is just a big bubble. It makes no sense. This is ridiculous. But actually, when you start reading the literature on what they're doing with blockchain and how this is going to change the world, it is just unbelievable. I think we're going to be talking a lot about cryptocurrency in the coming months on the Expat Money Show.
Yeah, the thing is you have to be careful over there because as you go into it, it really is like a, let's put it this way, it's a casino right over there. There are like two main currencies, which are Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Yep.
So these are the biggest and most trustworthy things. There are a lot of, forgive me for for the term, shit coins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which are like, well, I came across one cryptocurrency that was created by a strip club in Las Vegas, so their customers could pay their strippers. So you better read what you invest in.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think with the cryptocurrency market, you really have to be looking at, is the coin, is the token solving a problem? If this is the best solution to the problem, then I think that you'll probably be okay. But if it's not solving a problem, if there's no real reason for it being there, then I probably would not put my money into it. No matter how big the gains or how crazy the returns look, if it's not solving a problem, I don't think it needs to be there.
Yeah, and this very same principle can be like transferred to investing into stocks or investing your time into your activities. Mm-hmm, like do what's meaningful and do something that matters. Like life is too short to just walk around and do nothing valuable. Giving love to other people is also valuable. So I'm not against hippies or something. I actually am right now reading The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer. And the story is that he started off as a hippie back in the 70s. And, well, maybe not hippie, but a person who goes meditating into Mexico or to the woods. And he learned to quiet the voice in his head. He started to follow his intuition and he became a very, very successful entrepreneur.
Very interesting. I've not heard of this book. So would you recommend me picking it up?
Oh, there are so many good books. So yeah, I haven't read it fully yet.
Hey guys, we will just take a quick break. Are you interested in learning how you can invest safely in cryptocurrencies and initial coin offerings? How you can make 100, 200, 500, and even 1,000% returns in a matter of months? I was skeptical at first as well, but it's happening, and it's happening every day. In episode number 2 of the Expat Money Show, we interview my crypto mentor, Jeff Lambert, a world-class crypto trader based out of Austria. I'm a member of his paid membership-only site, Crypto Future Wealth, and the insider information that I have received since I joined has been unreal. This is what I like to call an unfair advantage. As a thank you to the listeners of the Expat Money Show, I have spoken to Jeff, and I have negotiated a special discount for all new members. Visit expatmoneyshow.com/CFW and use promo code expat at checkout. That's expatmoneyshow.com/CFW and use promo code expat at checkout. So what is one book that you would recommend like everybody on the planet should read?
Except Time Book.
Actually, one other book. Yeah, I walked into that one. I'll give you credit for that. One other book.
Well, Think and Grow Rich is like really interesting book. How to Win Friends and Influence People is really interesting.
Napoleon Hill and Dale Carnegie, classic books.
And The Power of Habit.
Is that Charles Duhigg?
Yeah. Charles Duhigg, exactly. Yeah. You read so many books, man. So those three books are like maybe the core of personal development and the good life.
Yeah.
What the books that changed me were like, they were like 10, 15 years ago, were Richard Branson's Screw It, Let's Do It. It's a very quick read, very easy read.
I read that in one sitting. I had a cup of tea, and I think I sat down, and in about 2 hours, I plowed through the whole book, but full of value.
So this is if you need some motivation or inspiration to start doing stuff. Screw It, Let's Do It, the name says it. And the other book that got me more into financial world, I'm not the biggest fan of the author in real life, but Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's a nice story and concept.
Robert Kiyosaki.
That helps people out of the standard mindset of nowadays world. You can be financially free, and it's not so hard, actually.
Absolutely. So going back a couple minutes ago, we were talking about how you live more of a humble, simple life. I'm curious, what percentage of your income do you spend on personal development, on going to seminars, on books, on programs, things like this?
That's a very good question, and I actually haven't calculated it. Probably, I think this year I have invested about 7,000 euros into my personal development, and for that money I could live in this apartment and eat. I take a calculator to calculate it out. But yeah, basically, that's the same amount I need to live 1 year to have my food on the table and roof over the head. So
that's excellent. So you basically spend as much money on self-development as you do as the essentials for living. Although I suppose some people could argue that self-development is one of the essentials.
Yeah, well, you can live without it, but do you live fully without personal development? This is the question.
Yeah, do you live happily?
Yeah. So basically, yeah, I have invested into my personal development as much as I need to live 1 year.
So in 2018, are you looking to most likely invest the same amount, or do you think you'll do more, or do you think you are pretty happy with the way things are going?
Well, I think the biggest asset that I put into personal development is time, and this I do daily. Since I'm composing all the time books, it's not only the one introductory book, the start of the good life. It's also the follow-up book that talk about the foundation of good life, purposeful good life, then comes planning the good life, about planning tools and so on, and building the good life. These are the four workbooks that covers all the planning and doing part, and then we go more into bio and body hacking, like The Mindful Superhuman is the fifth book, which talks about Wim Hof method, which is basically he's the Iceman who can resist cold, and he teaches everybody how we can live healthily thanks to some breathing exercises, brain trainings, and photo reading. Actually, I will take photo reading out in next version and substitute it with speed reading, because photo reading is too advanced.
A lot of people ask me if I speed read, because I go through I don't know, around 8 or 10 books every single month. And I would say I don't speed read because I actually read every single word. And I do take my time with a lot of it because I read such heavy and dense things that it's difficult to just to briefly go through it. But speed reading is an incredible technique, an incredible skill to learn.
Yeah, especially if you need to go through a lot of materials. But I guess with Timebook, we have like kind of taken away the need to read so much because it brings every day a video, which kind of is like a book because you have like the whole story, but you will get it in 5 or 20 minutes. It won't be as thorough, but you get the overview. And if you get interested in the topic, then you can read related books in addition to
Absolutely. Being able to take out all that fluffy stuff and all the stuff that doesn't need to be there and just go right on the core ideas of one of these thought leaders, I think is very, very powerful.
Yeah. Coming back to your question, in 2018, I probably will invest even more. It depends all on how my businesses go. And currently, I'm writing the 7th book with a team. And I'm testing out different nutritional diets on myself. I have to say, the market is full of, you can fill in the blank. There are so many.
Yeah, I think you said the word earlier, something about bullshit, so.
Yeah, but there are also really good diets, but how can you know which one is good and which isn't? And this way I am testing it out. And
so you're the human guinea pig testing it all
I'm
yourself.
The guinea pig. Yeah, like Tim Ferriss. He tests everything on himself.
I love Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss is one of my heroes and actually one of the only podcasts that I listen to every single episode. I listen to a lot of different podcasts, but Tim Ferriss is definitely up there for me.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy, and I really love that. He's not only like saying what people should do, but he's really like testing things out and bringing things to extreme. But with Timebook, we want to give people the possibility to go to the extremes also, but our main goal is to help them understand all areas of life. And yeah, kind of like James Bond, if I start to think right now.
Excellent,
he knows everything
excellent.
About everything.
So we've talked a lot about self-education, learning on your own. What do you think about formal education, going to university? Do you think that this is necessary, or what is your opinion?
I would say the biggest value of universities and schools is that it teaches to learn, and learning is the key aspect there. It is very important for people to learn, and therefore doing a school mandatory is the right way to go. So people would get basics right, and they would start to learn. However, schools somehow work in the way that they shouldn't work. they focus on giving information and advice, but not anymore so much on that people would have the interest and skill to learn. I think it's a dangerous path. In USA, I would say that it's you have to think twice before you go to college. In Europe, it's much easier because in most of the countries, the tuition fee is very low or even for free. So it's a totally different story in those two regions.
A lot of times in the United States, you'll walk out with more student debt than you'll ever be able to pay off. You go to university, yeah. You have, you know, $150,000 worth of student debt. You walk into a job that's paying you $35,000 a year. You're able to put away $2,000, $3,000 a year to pay off your student loans. You're going to be paying them off forever. It just doesn't make financial sense.
Yeah, and this is crazy. But in nowadays situation, it depends. If you are going to be a doctor, for sure, go to university. That's the only way to yep. become a doctor. But if you are going into business or into sales, then there are so many better ways to study it. And you can study from the best for free. Actually, MIT and other top universities have made their courses for free to watch on internet. So if you are really interested, you have an entrepreneurial mindset or like independent mindset that you can do stuff on your own, then you will find the information. It's more about the attitude and keeping yourself accountable.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, going back to education, formal education, I think it's very interesting that a lot of people I know that went to university They studied, they did a 4-year or perhaps even an 8-year degree. And once they got out of school, then that was basically it. They started working in a profession and they don't read, they don't educate, they don't take additional courses, and they just rely on that university. But I believe, and I think that you believe also, that it's about continual education. Like for my background, I'm a high school dropout. I left school at 15 years old. But I think of myself as very well informed, but that's because I've read literally thousands of books and taken hundreds of different courses and seminars around the world. But that's 20 years of self-education opposed to 4 years of university or 8 years of university education.
That's so true, man. And it's so funny you are talking about it right now, because yesterday evening at 11:45, I woke up again. And I got an idea for an article I should write for CEOs. And this was exactly one topic that I covered there, that people stop learning and growing after university or school. Mm-hmm. And the only way they grow after that is if life demands it from them.
Yeah, if they're forced into it, if they're pushed into it, or maybe even if someone else is spending the money, that their company or their business is spending the money on them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but get them to do it on their own, of their own volition, is very challenging.
And even, well, for one CEO or manager, it's really hard to explain the value of some conferences or workshops, and that cost usually a lot. So, yeah, basically, how people learn is through trial error methods, working on their job. So this is really sad.
Yeah, at someone else's expense.
At the entrepreneur's expense, yeah, or company's expense. But it's a hidden thing. So I will share it with you when I get the article ready.
I would love to read it. That sounds definitely up my alley.
Yeah, there are like 7 hidden things that companies don't understand that they do, and how they could actually have really easily the companies outperforming themselves every day if they would invest not in sales, not in product development, but in the people who would do everything.
Yeah, in human capital. But that brings up an interesting point. I remember when we were speaking a couple of months ago, you had just finished a sale, and I believe you did over 700 time books to one company.
Yeah, one European company bought 800 time books, and they just received them last Friday, a week ago, and they were extremely happy. I got like 2 calls from them, different persons, that they were extremely happy with the new version of Timebook.
Well, they are beautiful, beautiful books. Just so I can paint a bit of a picture, and perhaps I should have done this at the beginning of the episode. These are like fox leather bound books, 3-ring binders that you're able to take out the pages and add back in. And it has the calendars, your day planner, inspiration, many different things. So when you hold it in your hand, it's really a beautiful, beautiful book.
Yeah, and now I just got the prototype for the packaging for the time book, The Start of the Good Life, which is the biggest selling article. You describe the more advanced products that you can continue to if you finish The Start of the Good Life. But The Start of the Good Life gives you all the basics, and now it will come for Christmas time. It will come in an awesome box. I really love this prototype already that I have, but it will be even more beautiful.
Yeah, if anyone wants to see how beautiful this product looks and the boxing and the packaging, go to timebook.life on Instagram and you'll be able to see it's all gold. It just looks unbelievable. I saw it come up on social media.
Yeah, we don't kid around on production costs. Like, I have bought so expensive journals that are, in the end, they are like a normal exercise book or like you have in the school. So it's really interesting. How can people ask their users or clients some 200 euros for a random poor quality book? So if you are already asking that much money, then you have to...
Yeah, you really have to step up your game and really deliver. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If a company is ordering large shipments, then definitely the quality needs to be there.
Yeah, I'm actually so looking forward to this company, how they are going to kick off, and they are doing also present for their clients. So we will see where this big delivery brings Timebook. I have a feeling that it's a really good seed.
Well, I think you are well on your way to helping 1 million people, which is your goal, I think.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing. Mikkel, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking to us today. I really enjoyed the interview, and I think that my guests do as well. So if people want to get a hold of you, where's the best place?
Basically, write to hi@timebook.life or visit the website. You can leave a message over there really easily. And yeah, if you have any suggestions how we could make the product even better, or how to communicate it better through our website, all ideas are most welcome. It's not the one-man show. It's our collective interest to help people live better lives, and hope that all the expat community people find lots of value from our today's interview. And
I believe they will.
I'm actually really, really glad that you wanted to do this interview, and I'm really happy that we took the time to share our thoughts with people.
That's excellent. Thank you very much for your time. I know you're a busy man, so I'll let you get back to it. And so once again, guys, if you want to get a hold of Mikkel, and if you want to purchase Timebook, you can visit timebook.life. And if you put in the promo code expat, he's going to organize a very special discount for our listeners today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mikkel. It was a pleasure.
Okay, thanks very much.
To you the same.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels!